The Washington Post's Dana Milbank said he would eat the page on which his column was printed if Donald Trump gained the Republican nomination. The entire commentariat is going to feel a little silly when Marco Rubio wins every Republican primary, tweeted the New York Times' Ross Douthat. Trump will still lose. Here's how, said Bloomberg News. No, Donald Trump won't win, lectured David Brooks, and on and on. These experts, it would seem, were wrong, and confidently, arrogantly, condescendingly so. But as Zaid Jilani and Glenn Greenwald, who corralled some examples for The Intercept, note, they will pay absolutely no price for it, and that's a problem. It isn't that journalists should never make predictions or that they're expected to always be right, but you do have to wonder why so much energy is devoted to the endeavor, given that nothing seems to be learned when pundits are off base. At the very least, write Greenwald and Jilani, when a profession that touts its expertise collectively is this wildly wrong about something so significant, more needs to be done than a cursory, superficial acknowledgement of error or casting blame on others before quickly moving on in the hope that it's all forgotten. Well, economist Dean Baker held up the New York Times' Thomas Friedman's May 3rd column as emblematic of this sort of establishment thinking that, as they say, might be wrong but is never in doubt. The piece has a hefty admixture of Friedman speak. On the eve of Obama's presidency, a lot of things started to get very fast all at once, he says. So that was the time to double down on our formula for success. And then there's something about sowing seeds for the next generation of startups. But in among that is a familiar complaint about how the two parties need to compromise, like the grand bargain on the budget that Obama tried to negotiate in 2011 with then-Speaker John Boehner. Friedman blames GOP stubbornness and says that Donald Trump is where this sort of extremism leads. He hopes that now everyone will move to the center and work out the deals that he'd like to see, and maybe more important, that all the know-nothings would be chased out of political debate. Speaking of the 2008 economic collapse, Friedman writes, quote, "In this vortex, a lot of the public got unmoored and disoriented, opening the way for populists with simple answers. Get rid of immigrants, end trade with China, or eliminate big banks, and all will be fine. It's nonsense." Close quote. It is nonsense. It's also not what anybody is saying. Even Trump's nutty, inhumane plan isn't to get rid of all immigrants. No one suggests ending trade with China. And while Sanders agrees with many leading economists that breaking up too-big-to-fail banks is important, none of them say that will make everything fine. Those are made-up positions that Friedman attributes to people he doesn't like as a reason to demand that all serious talk be left to serious people, like himself. Of course, those were some of the same serious people who said Donald Trump would never be the Republican nominee. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.